Page 114. Putting your head in its place. Find a comfortable seated posture, either in a straight back chair with your feet on the floor and your back away from the chair back, or sitting cross-legged on the floor. Notice how it feels to sit. Where is your head right now? Begin a movement of lowering your head and raising it. Repeat this movement several times, moving slowly, listening to the quality of your movement. Does your head go straight up and down, or does it favor going a little to the right or left a bit? Don't worry if you can't tell. As you continue to lower and raise your head, what do you feel in your chest and your back? Do they remain still, or is there movement? When do you inhale? When do you exhale? Pause a moment. If you're sitting on the floor, you can lie down. If you're in a chair, just sit back and relax a moment. Now return to your working position. Continue lowering and raising your head, but this time intentionally exhale as you lower your head and inhale as you raise it. You may notice that your back rounds a bit as you exhale and lower your head. Can you exaggerate that movement a little? Letting your ribs soften and your chest move downward as you exhale, then letting your spine stretch and your chest expand as you look upward. As you do this movement, can you feel how your head sits on top of the spine? As you continue moving in this way, let your attention travel farther down your body. Do you feel anything in your pelvis? Movement, stillness, effort, ease? Just observe. Now take another rest. Return to your working position. This time, as you raise and lower your head, moving your chest, sensing your breath, can you also include some movement in the pelvis? Remember the movement of the pelvis in Chapter 7 and how it connected to the head. Here you are exploring it from the other orientation. As you lower your head, try letting your pelvis slump back. Feel as if you are trying to touch the back of the chair or the wall with the small of your back. At the same time, press your abdomen against your spine. You're not tightening your belly, you're just flattening it into yourself. Then as you raise your head, tilt your pelvis forward, push your belly out, and let your lower back arch a little. It's okay to stick your belly out. There's a whole relationship of muscles in your front and back that is changed when you expand and contract your belly. If we understood this relationship better, we'd have fewer flabby stomach issues and fewer abdominal problems. Let it go. Rest. And when you feel ready, get up and walk around and notice where is your head now.